Well, hey there. You're listening to Deb's the Horoscopes Lady on BBS Radio. I am a sidereal astrologer, and that means I look at the constellations and the planets against the constellations exactly the way they are. And if you're thinking, well, gee, doesn't everybody do that? I'm here to tell you most of the people in the West use what's called tropical astrology. They're not doing sidereal astrology yet, but it is coming. And for instance, I would tell you right now, and so would any astronomer would tell you right now, the sun is actually at 21 degrees Cancer. Mercury is at 14 degrees Cancer. Saturn is at 2 degrees of Leo. Venus is at 6 degrees of Leo, going retrograde. The moon right now is in the last couple degrees of Taurus. Mars is in Taurus. We're going to be talking about that. Mars is at 6 degrees Taurus, right at the Pleiades. If you go out early morning, you can see Mars up there right around the Pleiades. That's the eye of the bull. It's quite pretty and quite striking, but you got to get up early enough to do it. Uranus is at 23 degrees Aquarius. Pluto is at 2 degrees Sagittarius. Need a big old telescope for that. And Jupiter's at 15 degrees of Scorpio. That's where everything is. And why even bother to look at this? The way I'm looking at it, because it's a terrific tool. It is a terrific tool, just like having a good set of cooking utensils. You got to know how to use it, but man, can you make some wonderful things, satisfying and good for you too, if you know how to use it right. So that's what I do as a sidereal astrologer. I want to advertise my good buddy Angel. He's also a sidereal astrologer. Angel the People Whisperer. He's on right after me on BBS Radio, so keep on listening. And if you have any questions about your life, I need your birthday, time, and year. If you don't have, well, certainly the year, time and place. If you don't have the time, I can answer some things, but not as accurately if I do have the time or close to it. And the phone number to call is 877-876-5227. I wanted to clean up some emails that I've been getting from various people, talk about those today and answer any of your questions. The next 2 weeks are going to be repeat shows. Oh, I should have said this is August 8th, 2007. The next 2 weeks are going to be repeat shows. Why, everybody goes on vacation, I think myself included. So if you have any questions, if you don't have the time to call in, but you want to listen to it on archives later on, then you can email me at Deborah Dillard, that's D-E-B-O-R-A-H, D-I-L-L-A-R-D, Deborah Dillard at mybirthchart.com, and you can find out all that information on the BBS page under Deb's the Horoscopes Lady. All right, let's talk about, I'm going to do a couple emails. I do want to talk about Mars being in Taurus and what's happening to a lot of Taurians because of that position, what's going on with them. And I'm talking sidereal Taurians. Okay, somebody asked me about Madonna. I thought that was, I hadn't heard from her in a while or heard about her in a while, and I guess it's about time for her to make the news again. Madonna was born August 16th, 1958. Oh, okay, caller. Yes, let's take this caller. I can get back to Madonna at any point in time. Yes, hi, this is Deb's the Horoscope Lady. You're on BBS Radio. How may I help you?
Hi, Deb.
Hey there.
Do you need my birthday?
Yes, I sure do. I need your birthday. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, 8/27/1970.
Do you have a time that you know of?
12:55 in New Orleans, Louisiana.
Oh, how wonderful. My daddy's from Louisiana.
Oh, that's nice.
L.A., let me get this up. And what's your name, caller?
Hello?
I'm here. What's your name, caller?
Listinia.
All right, let me get this in here. 1970. A.M. or P.M.? You said 12:55.
Midnight.
A.M., okay. All right, and what would you like to know? Okay, Listinia, what would you like to know, dear?
I don't know. Do you see anything that's coming up that I need to pay attention to?
Yes, I do. Okay. First of all, anyone born August 27th, 1970, or any year whatsoever, the sun actually had gotten to Leo. It was at 10 degrees Leo. It had not moved to Virgo yet. And if you were born in 1970, the sun, not only the sun was in Leo, but the what's called the South Node was in Leo, and so was Mars. Right now, you have the planet Saturn sitting on your Mars. Now, of course, when an astrologer says, man, that's exciting, you kind of got to wonder, you know, it's like, what is that, exactly does that mean?
Exactly.
Okay. As of July, the planet Saturn crossed over into Leo. It's going to be there for another 2 years. You're going to be buying a house if you haven't recently bought one. You're going to be buying a house or settling back into a house or renovating the house that you have in, so that you have. And that's very nice. But right now, what is happening, it's if you kind of step out of line, there's going to be somebody right there to step right on you and say, wait a minute, you either didn't turn in all the paperwork, you were going too fast, you didn't quite get whatever you were supposed to do, the degree of proficiency, and we're going to make you redo it.
Now, oh, that's every day.
Oh, it's every day. But that's not as bad as it sounds. It really isn't. If you can think back, it'd be kind of hard to think back. Think back 28 years ago, and I know you're thinking, well, gee, I'm not much older than that. But if you can think back 28 years ago, what was going on in your life that you had to really pay attention and you had to do it just right? This is a repeat of that, but this time you're a grown-up. So you get to make a lot of decisions yourself. Now, because of the time of day you were born, this started last week. The Mars got into Taurus. One of the things I wanted to talk about today, Mars got into Taurus last week. You're what's called a Taurus rising. So people know you as dependable. They see you as solid. You probably have a very nice speaking voice, too, which is nice. And whether you admit it or not, a decent singer.
Oh, no, not the same.
I knew you wouldn't admit. No, I carry a tune in the bucket. I can hear it now. No, but you do have
I can't
a nice
even hum Jingle Bells.
I hear it. You laugh, but a nice, no, you've got a decent singing voice. You just don't give yourself enough credit.
Okay.
For the next 5 weeks, you're going to be kind of redoing how the world sees you and how you see the world. So we're talking either new haircut or wardrobe or just how you present yourself. What are you doing right now? Because you got some tough things going on your chart, but you also got, like I said, some really good things. Since last October, you should have been meeting a lot of new people, a lot of new things coming into your life, and that's going to continue all the way through Thanksgiving of this year. So I don't know if you started a new job or if you did that the year before and you got promoted. What are you doing? What would you like to know specifically?
Well, I'm in a job now. But it is very demanding. It's very tedious. And I know that's not exactly where I want to be. So I didn't know, like, if I would be leaving here soon, if there would be a good time to leave. You know, the house, definitely. I've been wanting a house. I don't know why. I keep wanting a house.
Right. It's your time to nest. It literally is like a nesting time. you're going to be making more money in about 5 weeks from now, and you're going to spend the following 6 months concentrating on your finances, getting all those together. So you'll definitely get an increase in income.
Okay.
If you say, okay, that's not going to happen here, then I want you to start polishing up your resume or whatever, you know, your skills, whatever sheet it is, start looking around. And what I would do if I was you, I would look at, like, housing, the prices of houses, and start figuring out how much money do I have to make to buy this type of house. And once you have that figure in your mind, then I know jobs will start presenting itself that will pay you that amount of money.
Oh, that sounds great.
Yeah, because you're literally the planet Mars usually spends about 6 weeks in each sign. And so that's why people, you know, I can look and I say, okay, they're working on this, they're doing this, I know that. Every other year, or every 2 years, I guess, the planet Mars goes retrograde in the sky. It seems to be going backwards, and it spends 6 months in one area of our life. And when it's in the money area, that's usually a very good thing. But you have to work it. You have to say, okay, what am I going to be making this money for? How much money do I want to make? You know, why be happy with a dollar an hour raise when somebody right down the street is willing to give you $7 or $8 an hour more?
Exactly.
You know, and, but you got to be focused on it. So, no, I think good things are coming up. It's just the planning stage, and for as tough as whatever your demanding job is, you know, you get it down now, then, you know, you're just it'll be so much better for you in the future. It's like you know how to do whatever it is you're doing, and you know how to put up with stuff. Now, have you noticed yourself being slightly irritable? I think that's the politest way to put it.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Then those are the things, instead of, and women in general, because Venus is retrograde, are irritable, but you also, you got this double whammy because of the planet Mars being in your first house. I don't like throwing a lot of astrology, you know, at people, but, you know, some people, the more you hear it, the more you pick it up. And I want you to be conscious of why you're being irritated. You're irritated because you know what things you want to change.
Yeah.
And it seems like you're being stopped.
Yes.
You're not. It's consider it the same thing as, you know, a child can tie their shoes, right? Okay, I can tie my shoes, Mom, I can tie my shoes. But then you start ice skating or something, and your mother wants to tie your ice skates because it's very important that you do, even though you're tying, it's got to be tighter, it's got to be more secure because you don't want it to fall off your feet while you're skating. And this is the same thing. You know exactly what you're doing, but it's got to be just right for you to order, in order for you to move on to the next phase. I'm excited about your life over the next 6 months. I think it's going to be good.
I hope so.
Yeah, it's just, like I said, when someone irritates you, think to yourself, all right, I'm not really irritated at them. You're thinking, yes, I am. I'm irritated at something they're representing. And then you look back on it on yourself. I had to apologize to my child like 3 times this past week, because I'm fussing at her for things that I do. I mean, it's that stuff. So the same thing, when you, at least I go back and apologize, at least, you know, if you see that, it's like, okay, why is this upsetting me? So there you go.
Thank you so much. That gives me a lot of enlightenment.
Okay, well, good luck with that, and call back in another year. Let us know where you moved to.
All right, thanks, Deb.
Sure enough, bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, there you go. That's always, yeah. It's that Mars energy I was just talking about. So anybody, if you have any personal planets in Mars, particularly the Sun, or what's called your first house, if you know where that is, or what your 10th house is, if you know where that is, then you're going to see a lot of personal changes. And you'll also find yourself feeling a lot of irritation as you're, you know, hurrying up to slow down is what's happening. Things that you want things to hurry up, you want things to move, but if you don't know where you're going, it needs to slow up so you can see what direction you're going in. And that's kind of how the universe operates. So if you've been feeling, like I said, this agitation, this irritation, this wanting to make things happen, you know, review your goal sheet. Okay, what do I want to happen? What direction do I want to go in? If I'm not happy, you know, let's say I'm not happy with my living room furniture. Okay, well, specifically, what do you want? You know, what do you want? Don't fuss about it. It's like, okay, I've outgrown this stuff. Same thing if it's your job, or in some people's cases, their relationship. Maybe they don't want to get rid of the relationship. Maybe they just want something to change about it. Okay, we need to be doing something else at this time. All right, let's go back to, again, Madonna, you know, and your... Welcome to call in. And she's got Mars up in what's called her 10th house. But let me give her birth information again. August 16th, 1958. So she's no spring chicken, even though she certainly looks like it. 7:05 a.m., Bay City, Michigan. That's where she was born. Her son, when she was born, was in 29 degrees of Cancer. She is a Leo rising, which is all her showmanship and being really out there. But she is a sun sign Cancer, and here's the difference. She stayed home and took care of her family, took care of her father, until I guess he passed away when she was 28 years old. She did not start her singing career until relatively late in life, after he passed away. So family's very important to her. and all the money that she's made and everything, it is channeled back. She's taken care of the people she considers part of her family. She's very loyal to that, actually. All right, Mars is going through her 10th house, so she will be back in the public eye very shortly. Maybe she was this past week, and that's why I got an email on her. I haven't noticed. But the next 5 weeks, anything that she does will be seen very clearly out in the public. It will absolutely be seen. So, like I said, if she hasn't been in the news in the last week, over the next 5 weeks, she will certainly be in the news, good, bad, or indifferent. Okay, is that another caller calling in?
Yes.
Yes, hi there. This is Deb.
Hi, how are you? My name is Ken, and what kind of astrology do you practice?
I do what's called sidereal astrology. It is the astrology that Hindu astrologers use, the same constellations. They've been using it for about 5,000 years. It is also, if you go out and look in your backyard at night and actually see the planets against the constellations, that's the kind of astrology I use. Tropical astrologers, which you're probably most familiar with, they use the seasons to mark the constellations, or mark the signs. The first day of spring is the first day of Aries, first day of summer is the first day of Cancer. And that's not where the constellations are anymore. They were 2,000 years ago, but they're not there now. So that's what I do. Would you like to ask me a question?
Yes, I would. My birth date, let me give you my birth date. It's November 6th, 1954, at 11:06 a.m. Do you need the location?
Yes, please.
A little town called Hubbard, Oklahoma.
Okay, all right. First of all, when you were born, the sun was in, it had just gotten to Scorpio. It was just in that first degree of Scorpio. That's what it was there. It had just gotten there. So you don't have to switch your sun signs, which makes it easier on you, where a lot of people, it really upsets them, but you don't have to do that. What would you like to know?
You know, I've been going through some health changes, and I would like to know if I'm going to be able to keep losing weight. But I'm a little concerned about my finances. And so I'd like to ask about both of those. Will I be able to keep the health changes going in the right direction? And will my finances get better?
Okay. All right. A couple things going on with your chart. Anyone born around November 17th, 1954 here? You've got this large planet, Neptune, sitting on top of your Mars, which is making some of the health issues. They come, they go. It's almost hard to put your finger on exactly what is causing your health to go the way it's going. However, the good news is, by next spring, if you keep taking care of yourself and doing what you're supposed to be doing, that is gone. So your health will have cleared up. Literally, you should be feeling so much better after Thanksgiving of this year, health-wise. It's up to you. It's like, you know, if you're doing the things you're supposed to be doing and continuing there, the doctors may be a little bit puzzled as to why you're going through what you're going through, and that's okay. They're not going to hurt you. But if you hear conflicting, you know, ideas as to why you're going through what you're going through, it's not unusual. So you can always go ahead and get a third opinion, because they're not quite sure. Okay, finances. Oh, well, this is kind of nice. This has to do with your time of birth as much as anything else. For the next 2 years, you're going to be positioning yourself to make a lot more money at what you do. Now, it can either be what you're doing now for a living, or now is the time to, if you've been investing or something along those lines, to look into that or start thinking about switching what you're doing, either the time that you're doing it or the place that you're doing it or what field exactly, like doing a lateral move. And you will start positioning yourself to be on top of your, I don't want to say competition because, you know, quite frankly, we're not competing with anyone but ourselves. But you're going to be well respected, and because of that, you're going to get well paid. So I think in 2 more years, you're probably thinking, okay, I need money quicker than that. But in two more years, you're going to be seeing quite a bit of money come in.
Okay.
So, like I said, I would love to tell you, I mean, you know, yes, money will keep coming in. Matter of fact, in 5 weeks from now, you will probably either be going to a different department or you'll be meeting more people or doing something, and your income should rise because of that. But when the real money comes in, it's going to be in about 2 years from now, all right?
Okay. That's really promising. That makes me feel a lot better.
Well, thank you. Glad to help.
Oh, very much. Is there any other general thing that you feel, see in my chart, that you should would like to tell me?
Yes, actually, I think tomorrow in general, just because of, now this is specifically for people born on November 17th, 1954, or if they know their moon is at 5 degrees Leo, today and tomorrow actually ought to be a good social time, you know, to go out and see people and enjoy yourself, and, you know, if you need to go clothes shopping, and don't laugh because it's no tax days, sales tax days on clothing in certain states in this country because of kids going back to school, it's a really good time for you to go shopping. So that's it's a lighthearted one, but it's kind of nice to know.
Well, that is good.
Yeah, you know, it's kind of a fun thing, but it's there.
Okay.
I'm thinking you may end up moving again in another year and a half, but that's a year and a half down the line. So for right now, no, just keep on doing what you're doing. Again, you're talking about losing weight. You know, look at your diet, look at your exercise. You know, all the common sense things you already know. And for the next 5 weeks, be diligent in that and just keep doing it. And I think, like I said, you'll start seeing your income rise slowly, but in a year and a half, 2 years, that's when you're making real money, okay?
Okay.
All right, thank you, sir. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye. Okay, let me see. I've got another email here. This lady was born, her name is Alice, she was born October 26, 1956. That's October 26, 1956. Her sun was in 9 degrees of Libra. That's where it was. I think most people think of those as Scorpios, but this lady is definitely Libra, as her Neptune's there, her sun is there. I know that she's got a lot of artistic or creative talents, not just because of her sun sign, but because of where it is in her chart. 11/26/1956, Lawrence, Massachusetts. And she didn't want to have me give out the exact time on the radio, but I'll say, she said I could be vague about it, so I'll say sometime before noon. Okay, I'll do that morning, sometime before noon. Oh, goodness gracious, I can see what's going on here. All right, because she had a question about, you know, she was planning to move this year, but the housing, you know, prices of housing has fallen so much in her area. What should she do? Should she hold off or just move and do whatever she, you know, go to where she wants to go? All right, I think actually you will be more ready to go to move somewhere next spring yourself. So I would wait. I would not put my house on the market now for a couple of reasons. One, the planet Venus is retrograde and will be retrograde until September 9th. I should have that right. So if you put your house on the market, or if you sell your house at this time, and it's not impossible, but what's going to, and lots of people will be, but what you're going to end up doing is you're either not going to get the money that you wanted for it, or you're going to have to pay more closing costs, or something will come up at settlement, and you, or before settlement, you got to pay for, you know, I got to pay to fix my septic before I sell the house, or pay to fix the roof before I sell the house, something like that. So if you look at whatever needs to be done with your house right now, when it's not a rush, you know, and so somebody doesn't say, oh, you have to have it done now? Okay, well, that I charge extra for that. Look at, you know, whatever it is throughout this year. Start throwing stuff out now or giving it away, whatever it is you want to do, so you don't have to deal with it next spring. And then next spring, put your house on the market. Eclipses come early. I'm thinking with your chart in spring, specifically April, shoot, that does sound kind of late, but I honestly think you ought to wait until April, after April 28th. And again, this is this particular lady's chart, so if anybody else out there is listening, you know, don't say Deb said don't put your house on the market until April 28th. I don't. This is specifically for this lady who was born April 26, 1956, sometime before noon up in Massachusetts. You put your house on the spring, put your house on the market next spring, and you will, it'll sell quick, and then you can pretty much go into where you want to go. So you may even find your house that you want to go to before that and just, you know, put a bid down on it and, you know, buy it with contingency that you sell. I think you'll be okay with that. The other thing is I can see big career changes. Now, anybody born around April 26, 1956, I mean, you know, within a week, 2 weeks, even a month, you've got lots of good things happening this year. Your boss likes you. Your supervisor likes you. If you need to go to the town authorities or the county authorities to get something done, it happens. You know, you've got to prove yourself to them in some way, shape, or form. You know, have all your paperwork, have your credentials, do all that. But after you prove that, they give it to you. They say, okay, you can have this. You can have the raise that you want. You know, but you might have to remind them, yes, I've done all this work, I have these credentials. And that's all you have to do is remind them, and then they'll give you the money. Now, they will be watching you to see what you do, how you perform, or, you know, do you finish whatever you say you're going to do on time, if you're a builder or something like that. But it's a good thing. And I know a lot of you born around that time period since last November have been feeling either, I know fearful sounds too strong of a word almost, you know, it's like, but, you know, your doubts have been there. Gee, can I do this? Am I going to have enough money for retirement? How many more years do I have to keep working? That kind of thing. And you're going to be fine. You just, you know, it's okay. You can, if your kids, you're certainly old enough, if you're born in 1956, your kids could be off in college right now. And if you've done what you were supposed to do for them, then, or you're just getting them off to college, then yeah, next year, you know, you can start fresh somewhere. You know, you can go, you know, it's time to do that. You can do that. 369, yeah, it just is right now. You just have a lot of things that say that all these red flags go up and you say, oh my gosh. But it's all right. It's just, oh my gosh. I mean, it's not any worse than that. Okay, let's see. I had, someone wanted to know about the United States chart. I had mentioned, well, I have it up on my website if you want to look at a sidereal, weekly sidereal horoscope. I post a free one every week. It's updated on Fridays, and that's at mybirthchart.com, mybirthchart.com. And I started mentioning a couple weeks ago, I did not like the fact that, I'm not sure it's on last week, but I know I did a couple weeks ago, I did not like the fact that there was an eclipse on 9/11 this year, a little too close for comfort for, you know, that date where, you know, crazies come out of the woodwork, essentially. So I would not be around, I will not be flying that day, I will not be around large crowds. I will not be paranoid, but I'm going to use common sense, way more common sense than sometimes I have before living so close to the nation's capital. And let me see. So I want to look at the United States chart. I am using right now the Hauck chart, which is a highly debatable chart, but it did show what happened on September 11th. 2001. So I mean, it showed up in this chart and didn't show up in a lot of other charts that are used. So it's January 19th, 1776, at 11:53 local mean time in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. For those of you that want to run this, and again, I'm using the Lahiri zodiac and whole signs. I like those whole signs. Okay, United States chart. The United States. When the United States was born, the sun was in Gemini. That's right. They're asking me specifically about September 11th. So let's go to September 11th also and see what's there. 5207. And what else didn't I like about it? Okay. Thank you for waiting, people. All right. On September 11th, a couple things. One, there is an eclipse on September 11th, and that it's a solar eclipse. So it's, you know, it does have a stronger impact than the lunar eclipses, which tend to be more emotional or psychological. Solar eclipses tend to be far more physical. It's happening in our 12th house, which has to do with hospitals. It also has to do with radio stations and large events, large events with animals when it was originally done. So you would be looking at horse races or farming communities. And farming communities, not farms themselves, but the entire area. When I say farming community, I mean a large section like that. So that's kind of going on there. Mars had just gotten past our Mars, so we're having another Mars return. And the United States will be energized and ready to do different things, remaking itself as we always do every couple of years. We're going to do this, we're going to do that. And that's just natural. All countries do, and they go in a certain direction. Ours will be more of a philosophical direction. We think we ought to do this. We'll talk about doing this. And I'm not being cynical about this. This is, you know, people really feel this. We're incredibly idealistic over here, and I kind of like that. Somehow that, it's an optimistic way to be, which is kind of nice, and I'll just leave that at that. Yeah, that eclipse is just right there. There is a square going on, I think it's on the another form. I will tell you what, if anyone is interested, it will be on the website, mybirthchart.com, on the weekly horoscopes page this Friday. I'll just put all the particulars there instead of listing them over and over right now. I am hopeful that there is also a trine. I just talked about that Mars will be trining. It's leaving trine, but it'll be trining that Saturn in the first house still. So that's kind of nice. That means we respond well. I like that. For right now, what's going on with the United States? Again, Saturn has been in that 12th house, got there in July. It'll be there for the next 2 years. I complimented Michael Moore for releasing his movie Sicko at an incredibly astrologically correct time. Everyone's certainly thinking about it. They're ready to hear about the healthcare system. So, you know, he did that then. We are still between now and Thanksgiving. Still interested in alternative fuels, and you'll see that whoever the leaders are right at Thanksgiving for alternative fuels or alternative engines, I guess, the Telstar car, if Ford is doing more, or, and of course, Toyota has been. Whoever is leading the pack at Thanksgiving in that area will continue to lead the pack. This was their year going from last October through this Thanksgiving to really show themselves, show people what they could do, and to pull far ahead of everybody else. So, you know, if you're looking to buy stock, look to see who the leaders are in the alternative fuel scene, whether it's corn ethanol or if it is electric or if it's something else, and that's what you want to be investing in then. Was that a caller? Hello, is there a caller?
Yes, this is. My name is Sadie.
Okay. All right,
Sadie.
Hi there. All right, let me get position myself here to get your birth information.
Okay.
Yeah, idea. Okay, what's your birth information, dear?
Okay, April 18th, 1976, and I was born in Iowa City, Iowa.
Okay, what time?
I believe it was around 7:05, I think.
I'm sorry, you said 7 a.m. or p.m.?
A.m.
Iowa City?
Iowa City, Iowa.
Where are you right now?
I'm in Florida.
Oh, so it is hotter than the blazes down there.
Oh, it's very, very hot here.
Yeah, my mom is down there, so is my daddy, and I'm telling you, it's just, They keep saying, come down and visit. I'm thinking, I will in October.
Yeah, right, really. And as it rains here and it just gets even more hot, it's like...
because of the humidity.
What kills you.
That's it. Okay, so you said around 7 a.m.?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, good deal. All right, what would you like to know?
If there's anything that stands out, or basically, I'm really wondering about a relationship, if you can do that.
I sure can. If you've got their information specifically, and you don't have to give me their name or their birth time, just their birthday and year, I can see what's going on. But let me talk about you for just 1 minute. First of all, when you were born, the sun was in 5 degrees of Aries, so I don't think you have to change what you think your sun sign is. It's 5 degrees of Aries. You have Taurus rising also. So, yeah, in this past week, you have felt the irritation. You have felt the excitement. It's like you want stuff to change. And I wouldn't be surprised if either you've cut yourself, burnt yourself, got flea bites, got a bruise from walking into something. It's like there's all this energy, and it's like, wait a minute, how did I get that bruise on my arm? You know, because you're just moving so very fast.
Okay.
I do want you to be careful of fender benders, or if you're outside cooking. I know it's so hot, you're thinking, why would I be outside cooking? But, like, my mother barbecues, like, almost every night because she doesn't want to fill up the house with heat kind of thing.
Yes.
So she does it outside. She cooks outside. I just want you to be careful of, just be more careful because, like I said, the energy is pretty darn high around you. Now, if you started a relationship last year in October, or if you started meeting a lot of new people, either from, you know, either going to a new club or a new job or job change, people coming in, you're going to continue having more people in your life. And I hope you're taking time, well, it is Florida, for heaven's sakes, to enjoy yourself and to get out and to do things and to continue doing that before Thanksgiving. Between now and Thanksgiving. So you've got a bunch of people coming into your life, whether you're interested in any one of them in particular in a certain way, you know, that is, now it's your time to tell me. So, do you have a birth date you'd like me to look at?
My boyfriend that I've been with him for 5 years now, his birthday is October 16th,
1980. Okay. Let me look here with first.
He was born in Mexico.
Yeah, well, that's good. Okay, because I don't have his time, but that I wanted to see what was going on compared to your chart. Now, he's gone through a lot of changes this past year since last October.
Mm-hmm.
Sudden changes and been kind of active there. Let me... Shoot. Ah. Now, in the next... Not even needing to know his time, I can tell you with whatever's going on with him, what you're going to insist in the next year with him is either we get serious or we break up. And you're the one who's going to be insisting on this.
Yes.
You know, and that's it. And that's probably the thing that you need to understand. You are completely driving this cart. It is all up to you. He will stay there as long as you will let him stay there.
Yeah.
But it's one of those things where you're the one who's going to be deciding. Now, how you decide is certainly up to you.
Okay.
Even without knowing his birth time, I can see, okay, one, he's a very forgiving guy. He's a lot of fun. He likes going and doing new things, certainly new adventures. He likes to keep busy. The guy works and works and works. He probably fidgets. He's like, okay, I can fix this, I can fix this, I can fix this. He's always, you know, he's got to be doing something.
Mm-hmm.
Between now and Thanksgiving, and I keep saying that because that's when Jupiter's going to be changing signs, now and Thanksgiving with anyone born around October 16th, 1980, or somewhere, you know, in that, around that general time period. I don't personally care. I mean, I drink alcohol occasionally, so when I tell people it's not the time to be drinking, they always think I'm a teetotaler. But let's face it, sometimes your body's just more sensitive than others. So if he's on any medications, I would be very careful. I'll make sure he gets the right prescription, or he's not taking something and, oh, I'll have a beer, because it's going to affect him strongly.
From now till Thanksgiving, you said?
Yep. Okay. And if there is an issue with, okay, honey, you've had enough beer, then it's going to really come out, and that may be when you put your foot down and say, okay, enough is enough. We're not kids anymore. You know, you can, unless you want to ask me anything more specific, because right now, like I said, you're driving this cart. You're deciding.
Okay. On that fact, is there any way you could tell me about my kids? Are they in good health?
Sure. Do you have the time, perhaps, of any of those kids? If not, I can just look at the dates.
My son was born at 7:20 on July 3rd, 2002. He's the one I'm real concerned about right now. He's starting kindergarten, and I'm hoping it's going to go okay for him.
Yeah. Oh, I just put that in the wrong column, so sorry about that. Okay, you just told me July 3rd?
July 3rd.
2002?
Yes, ma'am.
That's a great age. Okay, did you have a time, or if you don't need it, if you don't have
7:20. He was born at 7:20.
I'm sorry, you did tell me that.
Okay.
A.M. or P.M.?
A.M., I'm sorry.
No, you're good. It is hot where I am, even though the air conditioning is going.
Yeah.
It's still humid in here. And it just is. Okay, and the place he was born?
Sarasota, Florida.
Oh, okay. My sister got married down there on the beach. It was one of the prettiest weddings I've ever seen.
Yeah, it's a beautiful beach, yes, Becky.
It is. It really is. Okay, your son. Oh, isn't that funny? First of all, when he was born, the sun was in 17 degrees of Gemini. And he's always thinking. This child is always thinking.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and he doesn't miss a thing, which is fun. I mean, well, actually, when you're a parent, can be a little annoying. But, he's a fun kid to be around.
Uh-huh.
And that's nice. He's going to have a great time at school. When he first goes in, because you all start so much earlier. You start in, what, a week or so? 2 weeks?
Yeah, the 20th.
Okay. When he first goes in, he's not going to be sure about it. He's just not. He's like, what are these rules? Why do I have to do this? And just tell him, honey, think of it as a game. That might be the best way to get to him. Think of it as a game, and these are the rules to the game. That's how you talk to him. These are the rules to the game. And if you learn to play these rules right, you're going to win the game. And I think he'll respond well to that. By the time, and again, I know I keep saying Thanksgiving, by the time Thanksgiving rolls around, he is going to love school. From Thanksgiving to the rest of the year, he's absolutely going to love it. But it's just getting him to the point of, you know, let him think of it as a game. Starting September 16th, and going all the way through April 28th of next year, he is going to completely, you're not even going to recognize this kid. He is going to completely change how he communicates with the world, what he thinks about the world. He's going to have so much fun. He is just going to have so much fun.
Good.
Yeah, I know. I'm a mom, so yeah, I know that's exactly it. It's like, so, good. Okay. Another child?
My daughter, she was born on May 24th, 1999, Sarasota, Florida. She was born more like 7 p.m. around that time.
Okay. Wow. All right. When she was born, the sun was still in Taurus. It was 9 degrees of Taurus. And I know all those tropical astrologers will say Gemini, but she is night and day with your sun. And you can just see that, absolutely. I mean, this kid is, she's solid, she's dependable. If you ask her to do something, I mean, granted, she's really young now, but, you know, it's going to get done. And that's the way people are going to think about her as she gets older. It's like, this is the dependable one. She might be quiet, but she is dependable. And she'll have a lovely singing voice, which is nice. I wouldn't be surprised if she just sings all the time now.
She does, and
yeah.
She wants to be a singer. But
well, you know,
keep practicing.
Get her started in the church choir when she's young, as soon as they let her in, because I think she'll enjoy singing with other people, too, and harmonizing.
It's
just something about her. She likes to harmonize. She... Why and... There are, right now, and this is, you've probably seen this for the last 2 months, I don't know if it's other children that she's around or something where there's a lot of new influences.
But she had, my mom moved to North Carolina and she went and stayed with my mom for about a month and a half.
Okay.
And she just got back home with me.
Oh, okay. All right, so that was all those new influences and... You know, they're not good, they're not bad, they're just, you know, they're a kid, so that's what they are. And I was just going to say, as a mom, just keep your eye on it, but now she's back with you, so you may want to talk to her about her experiences, just, you know, hey, you know, how, and that's, you know, it's just always good to keep an eye on things as a mom. For the next 2 years with her, now, of course, she won't be entering school for, what, another year? 2 years. Where is she in? When
she's going to be in third grade.
She's, oh, 99. Yeah, never mind. Mine's in, oh, well, in that case, oh, she's going to breeze through. She's going to love. The last 2 years, people really paid attention to her.
Uh-huh.
And the next 2 years, she's going to get rewarded. So she might, is she going into a GT program or something? One of your
Nothing special, but I know that she was above her level at the last couple of years in school, and, I mean, she stayed there. They didn't ever put her in special classes or anything.
You may look around, because I know different school jurisdictions do it differently, and some of them it's just a matter of money. It's like, okay, you know, we don't want to have to spend the extra money. However, because she's done so well, and she has, you may ask, of course, what child wants more homework, but you may ask that she gets... essentially more mental stimulation, not necessarily more homework, but more projects, more things to work on. Because if she can do the next 2 years the same way she's done the last two, it just makes everything so much simpler, easier, and she'll get, you know, it just sets her down for a rather nice academic path in life. So, expect her first real crush. I'll let you know that. Expect her first real crush coming in sometime this year, probably around October. You'll start hearing about the boy.
I know,
but I figured just be prepared for it. Well, hopefully it'll be nothing more than having, like, Zac Efron pictures up in the bedroom, you know. Oh, he's so cute. Let's hope that's what all it is, but I don't know. I think... there's some boy that's going to be sweet on her, and I would rather have it be the more intelligent child. You know, that's it. So, you know, talk to her teachers and see if she can get, you know, and I don't care if it's an extra, you know, book report or assignment that she can do, you know, once a month, something, just to keep her brain stimulated. And so it can go in her permanent record that, yes, she does, she is an achiever.
Okay.
All right.
Okay,
all
right. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're more.
You made me so happy.
Oh, well, good. You're more than welcome. And like I said, you're always. I do the free weekly sidereal horoscopes, and I'm changing the world over one chart at a time if I have to. And they're up on mybirthchart.com. That's mybirthchart.com, and you can find it on my BBS page.
Okay.
And just kind of check things out there. All right.
All right. Thank you.
Sure enough. Bye now.
You have a wonderful day. Thank you.
Thanks. Okay, let me see here. Who do I have? I had another email. I've got a few more minutes left here, about five more minutes. So if you're planning to call in, please call in quickly at 877-876-5227. Okay, it's probably the last caller of the day. Hi, may I help you?
You can hear me, correct?
I can just barely hear you. Hi there. Are you on a cell phone?
Yes, I am.
Okay, get someplace and that the reception is good.
Sorry, let me just go up here. Is this better now?
Yes, that is better. That is better. Well,
yeah,
hi there.
So you need my birth date?
I sure do. Let me have your name first or what you'd like me to call you.
Name's Carl.
Okay. Carl. Okay, what's your birth date here?
It's 9/17/64.
That's March 17th.
Oh, I'm sorry, September 17th, 64.
Okay. I said the connection wasn't quite as good as the result. September 17th, 1954, time.
Oh, 64, sorry.
I said 54?
6-4.
6-4. Never. I had you 10 years older. Don't want to be doing that.
No, okay. No. Not yet.
Okay, what time?
5:54 in the p.m.
5:54 p.m. and the place.
Fort Benning, Georgia.
Benning.
Actually, I'm sorry. This is really bad. 5:44 p.m.
Okay.
Fort Benning, Georgia.
Where is Fort Benning? There it is. p.m. Okay, what would you like to know?
I'm a chiropractor, and I'm in business, and I'm want to know how it's going to go.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
It's I just took something over about 7 months ago. It's been tight, so.
Okay. First of all right. Anyone born September 17th, 1964, the sun had just. If you were born here in the United States or through Hawaii, if you were born in Australia, it would be different. But if you were born here. In the United States, the sun had just gotten to 1 degree of Virgo. That's it switched over that day. So depending on what side of the international dateline you were born. Okay, you just bought a practice. Okay. Oh, actually, you should do just fine. All right. When you bought the practice 6 months ago, yeah, big change, and I assume you paid a good price for it because there was apparently some decision about whether you should do it or not. The next two, yeah, I was like, what did I get myself into? The next 2 years, it's going to be building. And you just keep that in mind. Matter of fact, if you keep good records, you will see that, you know, it's like every month, even months that you think, you know, are a little bit tight, you'll see the overall pattern that is going up. You are perfectly suited for this job. You've got Moon in Capricorn, which is it's a nice, you know, bone thing. And because of the time of day you were born and was in what's called the 12th house, which happens to do with physicians and doctors. So, I mean, you're perfectly suited for this. People, you like to work, which is nice. And
I like to work? Yes, I do.
Yeah. And people, and well, that's important. Because the last thing you want to do when you're going to, as a patient, when you're going to a chiropractor, is to think this person's here either A, for the money, or B, because they couldn't do anything else. They want to know that, okay, because you're trusting your spine to this person, which is important, that they like what they're doing and they like being productive. And you feel that way and you make people feel that way. They sense that. They know that about you. No, I think you're going to do fabulous. If you want to do any advertising, you know, of course you have to do some advertising. Right now, I would go for articles about you in the newspaper. Just submit to all the local newspapers. Hey, you know, call them up. Hey, come do a story on me. I'm new here in town.
Okay.
And start like that because between now and people keep hearing me say it, between now and Thanksgiving. With your chart, the time of birth that you have, people are more than willing to pay attention to you, but you have to get yourself out there. You may want to write a little article for the local newspaper, you know, a question and answer thing or something about back health. And you do this free of charge. You just want to submit it to the newspaper about back health or spinal health or something. And that will get you not only free advertising, it's more memorable than actually paying for an ad.
Yes, yeah, I don't like to do the ad. I think it's too cold, you know?
Well, it is cold, and that's not your personality.
I'm better off if I do, like, workshops or, you know, personal one-on-one or even in front of maybe a small group explaining about their body, their back, and how I can help them.
Yes, absolutely. Carl, I hate to cut you off here, but they're getting ready to cut us off.
Okay. I'm glad I got to talk to you.
All right, I'm glad you called in, too, and good luck. No, you're going to be going up, 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 and up, and just keep noticing that. Okay, thanks. You can call me back in 2 weeks. We'll be back here. Deb's the Horoscopes Lady. We'll be back live in 2 weeks. Everybody's going on, quite a few people are going on vacation at BBS Radio, and we're going to go along with it. Next 2 weeks will be repeat shows, but you can always email me, go to the BBS page, find out how to get hold of me. Bye now.
I definitely will. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
She's a little bit crazy.